and welcome to the Giraffe Social Media Podcast. It's what social media managers are talking about. I'm Ellie, and today I'm joined by Katie and Chloe. Coming up on this week's episode, we will be discussing our favourite Canva features. Plus, we'll discuss our top tips and advice on how to make the most of Canva and all its wonderful elements for your social media. When it comes to creating engaging and unique content on social media, it can sometimes feel like an uphill battle, especially when you're having one of those days where there are just no ideas flowing. In comes Canva. For those of you who may not know what Canva is an online design and publishing tool that allows you to easily create anything from invitations to social media content. It's a social media manager's dream. Canva has a variety of different tools that you can use to elevate your social media. Unfortunately, we can't run through every single one on this week's episode. Therefore, we will be discussing just our favourite ones. So, this is where you ladies come in. What are your top tier Canva tools and features that you use? Katie, as our creative manager, should we start with you?
I thought Chloe was going to outrank me. I mean, this might be an obvious one, and I did put this out on the Giraffe TikTok, and it's a very much if you know, you know. But the amount of free elements that you've got, especially the one that every social media manager loves, the organic shapes, the modern shapes, organic blob, you know, the classics that really like fill out your design and make them look good. However, one gripe I do have with Canva and one feature I would love them to add is a pen tool. And I've said this to Chloe like so many times.
Just you wait, Katie. Just you wait. I think might be quite pleased with my tips.
Oh my goodness. Is there a secret tool? Okay, I won't make you spill now, but I'm so excited.
I feel like we've just had a spoiler from Chloe over there. should we segue into yours then, Chloe?
Yeah, of course, if you'd like. I think I've just found this out this morning, actually. So I was sharing your gripes, Katie, so I'm very over the moon to have discovered this. But basically, there's a thing within Canva called Canva Apps, which I feel like not many people know about. I feel like maybe it's quite a hidden gem. But Canva is actually connected to a lot of really cool apps that can help you to generate your graphics and like put together some really beautiful designs. One of which is Draw, which allows you to draw your own illustrations. So once you're in your templates, if you go down to the three dots at the bottom in your kind of toolbar and click more, that is where all of Canva's hidden apps are, basically. And they should make this more known because it has already changed my life this morning. So
I am so shocked.
Yeah, one of the apps they have is called Draw. Obviously, this would be super useful if you would like do your designs on an iPad or maybe on like a tablet or your iPhone because you have like a stylus or you can use your finger, which I find a little bit more easier than kind of trying to draw things with my mouse on my computer. But there you go, Katie. That is that's one of the really cool hidden apps they've got. Oh my they've God. Also got stock imagery like Pixabay and Pexels, which I would typically go open a new tab, go to their website, download, upload to Canva. You can do that all within the Canva app. Giphy is also one of the apps that is connected. So again, it's something that I would have done externally, downloaded and uploaded, but you can do that within the Canva app. And another thing you can do as part of the apps is you can actually create QR codes, which I think maybe is a bit more well known than some of the other ones I mentioned, but you can actually generate QR codes on Canva for your designs, which I think maybe not so much for social media is quite useful, but I think if you were creating posters or presentations or things that you would kind of use in a physical sense, that is a really cool tool as well. So definitely check out Canva apps, have a browse because there are a lot of really useful tools and applications in there that are already connected to Canva.
That's actually changed my life.
Yeah, I sure know how I'm going to spend the rest of my day. I'll be on Canva looking at all of these new apps that I can
catch
use.
All of our listeners after this, just opening up the app and going through those.
Although kind of bouncing off that, Chloe, another app that they've got that you just reminded me is Smart Mockups. That's yes. another option. And if you've got someone who, I mean, we work with a publishing brand, and we don't have any like physical like product photography of their books or anything, but I can make a mock-up of their books and that can look a lot more visually interesting. It's great.
So good. And I think Canva like regularly updates their, because when they first kind of bought it out, they were pretty lackluster. But yeah, I had a look through this morning as well and yeah. they've updated it. So that's a really good
You can
one.
Put your designs on a mug. Who wouldn't want that?
I know what my Christmas presents this year are going to be. My Canva designs on a mug.
You're welcome.
I feel like Canva is honestly like changing the game, and they keep bringing out all these like new and exciting features and tools that we can use. And I feel like I've just this morning, just from what you've said in like the last 3 minutes, like my brain is like so excited to jump in and like try out all these features. But one that I'm sure you both know, but I think it's fairly new, and I only saw this the other day when I was like playing around with creating content, and it's in the animations tab, mm-hmm. and it's animations combination.
Ooh,
I don't know if you've, okay. if you've got it on your Canva yet.
I'm literally just loading up my Canva as we talk to try and find all these cool things.
But they're literally pre-made animation combinations that you can use mm-hmm. that Canva believe work well together. So it kind of saves you putting in like the brain power behind it. So not only is it like saving you time, but it's like a quick and easy click, and then you've got a really great social media animation for your post to liven nice. It up.
This must be a new update because I know when Katie got an update yeah. months before me on her Canva where you could adjust the speed and direction of your animations, and it was driving me crazy because I wanted to be able to use it so bad. So Ellie, I feel like maybe you're like one of yeah. the beta tests for this. And
these are all like new features. I literally think it came out last month. Okay. And I was looking through, you know, like the little secret like Canva YouTube channels or like new Canva TikTok channels or something like that. So yeah, it's quite an exciting new feature, and hopefully they'll roll it out amongst everyone really soon if you don't already have that feature.
I love that. Kind of going off of what you were saying about animations though, like I think Canva's like animation capabilities are vastly underestimated. Like you've said, like they've got a lot of presets, and then like Chloe said, you can now like adjust the speed and direction. I presume you can now do that on yours, Chloe. Like that's not yes. especially for me anymore. But another way you can do it to like kind of make your animations a bit more advanced or even make a video is with the video like template. So you know you can set it up for like a story or a Facebook post. There's also one that's called Video Collage. I use these quite often in my animations because it gives like a little bit more like pizzazz to it. And it's basically set out like a little, like you've got like a little timeline at the bottom. So you can have like multiple pages and you can have like a little bit of a play around with it, and you can have transitions, which is great. So it's just a bit easier than like having it just on like a regular template where you've got like a few pages you're trying to integrate together.
Totally. I love that Canva is slowly kind of, they're doing an Instagram, really. They're pulling an Instagram, they're looking at their competitors, and they are taking the really useful features from a lot of Adobe's, like Premiere Pro for the video content, and obviously Photoshop for a lot of their other features, like Background Remover, which is another, that's been around for quite a while, and I feel like if you're not on that, where have you been? But, you know, adding in the Eraser tool as part of the Background Remover so that you can fix up anything that their kind of AI has missed, I think, is another sort of really, really great tool. And yeah, now that we know that there's a pen feature as well, like I just think that Canva has grown so much over the time that I've sort of been a social media manager, and yeah, the stuff that there's available to us now compared to, and we must probably footnote to this that Giraffe uses the premium version of Canva, so maybe some of these features aren't available to like the free version, but still within the free version, like the capabilities are still really, really, really good. So yeah, love Canva.
It's really come through with like top tier social media software. I feel like pretty much every social media marketing company would use it at some point.
And actually there's one more tip, if I may, Ellie, squeeze in at the end, is that you can also, speaking of Canva kind of taking, you know, putting everything in one place, they also have their own scheduling features now as well. So you don't even need to pay for a scheduling app or scheduling software if you're like an agency like we are, because you can do that with all within Canva now as well. And I imagine you can probably do that if you have like multiple clients, if you're a freelancer or you work for an agency. But I think if you're kind of like a business owner or even just kind of like a standalone social media manager putting your own content out there, this would be like so good and just save you so much money, really, to kind of save money on Creative Cloud and softwares, and just pay for Canva Premium.
It's literally your all-in-one one-stop shop for social media if you're a social media manager. So if you're not on Canva, what are you doing? Get on it now. We're not sponsored, but we wish we were.
Sponsor us, Canva, please. Yeah.
Now it's time for our tips and tricks segment, where we share what we've learned in the world of social media and how you can apply it to your social strategy. Now we've shared and discussed some of our top Canva features, it's time for us to provide you with some of our top tips and tricks for Canva use for social media success. So Chloe, as our senior creative manager at Giraffe, why don't you kick us off?
Sure. I feel a bit cheeky because I am kind of continuing along the feature theme for my tips. And I do naturally have quite a few, so I apologize in advance for rambling on, but hopefully they are helpful. I'll start with the feature, and I think this is quite a good productivity hack. As I said, if you work in an agency or you kind of have a lot of clients, and that is that you, within Canva apps, which I think has been our favorite discovery this morning, you can also connect your Google Drive and your Dropbox to Canva, which means that you can quite easily upload any client assets that you might have on those apps and bring it straight to Canva, which is really, really useful. And we have a lot of folders in Giraffe, so maybe it's a bit more time consuming than having two monitors and just dragging things in. But I think you can also then, when you're downloading your content that you've put together, you can download those directly to Dropbox or Google Drive as well. So I think that is a bit of a time saver depending on how many folders you have, and a bit of a productivity tip personally, just to kind of keep the flow and save your downloads folder from overflowing with, you know, half-baked designs and everything else. my second tip is kind of a triple barrel, if you will, and this is to kind of help you to stop wasting time in Canva, because there's a lot of stuff in there. You know, we've just been through some of the features, and I feel like you can waste time kind of scrolling through, like trying to find things and just kind of, you know, you can get lost on there. So this comes in the form of four quick tips. I think the first is that if you don't have brand kits, if you're not making use of the brand kit feature on Canva, you need to be doing that. Basically you can put all of your color palette, logos, font designs, any other sort of brand kit stuff into one place. And that integrates into your templates folder when you're putting those designs together. So it's really like all the fonts you used are pre-saved. So when you add text, it will come up in that font, which I think is super useful. Likewise, if you're not using a folder system on Canva, I think you are, you are waiting for disaster to take place. I think especially at an agency where we do handle multiple clients, using folders is super useful for that, especially when your client might have Instagram, stories, Twitter, like just everything. And yeah, if you don't really have these, it's going to stop you from making quick edits to your templates. You're going to be starting from scratch every time you create something new. And then my final tip is, as always, is to reuse those templates and those designs and those ideas as much as possible, just to kind of help you batch stuff really quickly. I'm sorry, that was such a long tip.
No, I love it. I feel like it's kind of linking into what my top tip is, with work smarter and not harder. which is definitely what you're encompassing with what you said, Chloe, as obviously Canva does the hard work for you, as they already have like the ready-made templates that you can kind of search through and then make into your own. You know, you put the brand kits in, like you said, Chloe, and then it's there ready made for you, so you don't have to keep going in and inputting that every single time. Yeah, it's just like I said before, you're all in one tool for social media. Katie, over to you.
I'm going to kind of bounce off of or add to one of the things that Chloe said about folders. Something that I find incredibly useful with folders is not just using it to organize like your templates and everything, but to organize your assets as well. I mean, I've got a couple skincare brands that I do the content for, and I've got like all of their products saved in a folder, like on Canva. So I don't have to go in and import it every time and then completely destroy my upload folder. Cause I don't know about you guys, but my upload folder is so messy on there. So yeah, that would be like one of my top tips for great organization. But also this is a pretty niche one, maybe, but hear me out, but the search filters on Elements, it's oddly specific, but, like Chloe was saying, when you've got your brand colors and everything, if you copy your hex code for that, in the search filter, when you've got like the little colors option, you can add one and add your hex code to that. So if you're looking for a background that matches your brand's like purple color, that particular shade, it's more likely you're going to find one that's at least similar to it. It does get very particular, so there may be a little bit of extra searching, but it does work. You can also filter it whether it's animated or still as well. And then the same thing with frames as well. They've also got their own filter system where you can kind of go for portrait, landscape, square, all of those things. So yeah, those would kind of be my top tips. I just like searching a lot.
Yeah, I love that, Katie. I spend so long adding in like little graphics only to find, because some graphics on Canva you can change the colors of, like the little people, you can maybe change the color of someone's dress, but some you can't. So you find like the perfect little figure for your design only to find that, you know, their dress is pink, but your brand colors are blue and you cannot change it. So I love that you can kind of just filter that down to save yourself the heartbreak and the frustration.
Hopefully the tips we've just mentioned have helped and provided you with some insider information that can help your brand with utilizing Canva. If you have any Canva tips that we haven't mentioned in today's episode, then please send them in on Instagram at GiraffeSM. Well, that's all that we've got time for today. If you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And if you'd like to leave us a review on your favourite podcast app, we'd really appreciate it. We've been Giraffe Social Media, you've been amazing, and we'll see you next time.